Hello, welcome to the Lift Forth podcast. Today, we are going to hear about the application that Lift has come up with named Finbit. And our speaker today is Haymanot Yibeltal. Haymanot is the technology manager at Lift. He is the author of this application, Finbit, and he will tell us about his creation. Haymanot, you're welcome. So my first question to you is, can you tell us what Finbit does? What does it offer the user?
Hello, Andrew. Well, thank you for the opportunity. Finbit is a technology system which comprises of an Android app and a data portal. Individuals and businesses will be able to track their financial and other livelihood behavior through the app, while the data portal will allow organizations to get visualized results and access data from their beneficiaries to make better project decisions. There are mainly two types of users. The first are regular users who are using the app for themselves as an individual or as a business to better understand their financial activities. The second type are users who will be part of an organization participating in some project or study. These people might have more customized version of the app to better suit the needs of the organization.
Okay, so there are different types of users and the benefits depend on the specific users. So my question to you is about the name Finbit. Can you tell us where the name came from?
Yes, the first part of the name Fin stands for financial, as Finbit is more focused on financial data. The second part, bit, means a small quantity. So together, it will mean a small piece of financial information we gather to give individuals and businesses better understanding about their overall financial health. But we also chose the name as a wink to Fitbit, which is famous health tracker. So Finbit is going to be the famous financial health tracker.
Wow, I like the connotation of financial health. That's amazing. So well done. So at the moment, who are the users of this application, Finbit? I mean, how many people are now using it and where are they located?
So far, we have individual users who downloaded the application from Play Store and are using it as their financial tracker tool. However, most of our users currently are part of the organization's projects, different organizations' projects that are used as a monitoring and evaluation tool. Currently, I will say we have a few thousands of active users in different countries in Africa and Asia.
All right. So let's get to the meat of this Finbit application. I would like to imagine I have a business, for example. This business is a pizza chain, and each restaurant is owned by a franchise. Can the Finbit application be useful for my pizza chain?
Yes. Finbit can be useful for your pizza chain in order to help you understand your business in several ways. Each of your franchisees can use the application to track their cash flow and see how their business is doing financially. As the chain owner, you can have access to the data of each franchisee to understand which one is doing better, which one is having issues with cash flow, which one is having other issues with regards to employees and management. And you can also run additional data collection on the app based on the information you have been getting from your franchisees to understand issues in depth and make better decision for your chains. And then with the data you collected, you can help each franchisee in the areas where they need to strengthen their business, maybe in management, maybe how to access capital and get good employees.
Okay, so Haymanot, you're saying that each individual franchisee could use your Finbit application. And if it is just one restaurant, that could be useful to that restaurant. But if all the pizza restaurants in the chain would use the application, you're saying it would also be useful for the franchisor and for the various restaurants to learn about each other's restaurants. Now, Haymanot, there is quite some developing concern about privacy regarding most of the applications on the market. How is Finbit dealing with this concern of their potential clients?
Well, for example, in the pizza chains, if you are part of an organization that's going to be able to track your data, you will at first be able to decide which part of your data are you willing to actually give or submit so that they will be able to analyze. But in the other parts, you can, the data for what we are getting from the chains or any individual, it will be anonymized so that no individual or no one who has permission to access that data will be able to identify where that information is coming from and for whom it will belong. So this way, we will protect the privacy of our Finbit users so that people are not going to be, anyone is not going to be able to find out who they are and what they have been entering.
Great. Now, I understand that you originally worked for the development organizations and microfinance institutions. Let's say a development project works with young women, training them in entrepreneurship. How could this project use Finbit?
Finbits can be used by this woman to track a lot of different information about their income generating activities. It can help them understand which activity is paying by comparing hourly rate for each income source they might have. They can see trends of their income to better prepare for cash flow issues that might happen in the future. And the project, the development project, can access part of this data to understand aggregate or individual level impact of their project on this woman. This can be achieved through the data portal in which someone who has permission to access the data from the project can see analysis of different financial trends in the group. Moreover, they can look at a specific individual to understand the exact impact of the project on their livelihoods.
Could you please tell us what kind of support or publicity that you need for Finbit? Because from what you're saying, this seems to be a game changer in financial management. Maybe we have a good audience here. Please tell us who you want to get in touch with.
Mainly, we would like to put the word out for small businesses and individuals who would like to understand their financial livelihood better and possibly use the data for future loan applications, as we plan to partner with banks and microfinance institutions to be able to use our data for decision making on loan applications. Moreover, development organizations who have different types of projects in the developing world can contact us to get an in-depth understanding of our product and how it can help them.
Well, thank you very much, Haimanot. This was very interesting to hear, and I believe for our audience. To our dear listeners, please tell your friends, your colleagues about this Finbit application, especially if they are a small business or if they are individuals who probably want to access loans. And if they work in an organization that stimulates economic development, they should definitely get in touch with Haimanot at Lyft or see the website www.finbit.co or www.l-ift.com. Thank you, Haimanot, for the interesting insights in this podcast. We thank you, the audience, for listening. Goodbye.